At a Democratic rally in Owensboro, retired teacher Joy Gray says she decided to make her first run for public office when the current GOP-controlled legislature passed laws like eliminating the prevailing wage. That means construction companies, not the state, will be allowed to set worker wages on state-funded projects. Gray says she's also upset about the pension bill that scaled back some benefits for teachers after they've been putting about 17% of their paychecks into the retirement system.
I am appalled at the attack on the working families. Working families carry the weight of this country, and it's like they're trying to destroy the middle class and people who have to work so hard to earn a living.
Republican incumbent Suzanne Miles spoke at the Greater Owensboro Chamber of Commerce Red, White, and Blue Political Forum. Miles says some budget decisions made by the legislature are intended to put more money under local control.
I am also the only candidate for the 7th District endorsed by the Right to Life. The other item that is very important to me is the right to bear arms. I am endorsed by the NRA also.
Miles has held the 7th District House seat since 2014. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Rhonda Miller.